The Electoral Commission sought out yesterday a long communique in which 82 candidates were disqualified because of electoral fraud. Among them, 80 are members of Union Sacrée, which is the political platform supporting President Tshisekedi. One of them is the governor of the capital city of DRC, the city of Kinshasa, and three of them are ministers.
According to this report, Jaffa, they are disqualified because of fraud. What kind of fraud do you think they might have been engaged in?
Most of them are accused of having hijacked voting machines and facilitating false votes in their favor. Others are accused of using ballot stuffing in their electoral district. And you must know that 15 of 26 provinces of DRC are concerned by this problem because these people are from different provinces.
We know already the DRC election had some problems. So with these disqualifications, how would this impact the rest of the electoral process?
This situation had impacted negatively the electoral process. Because now we have a lot of clashes on social media, on media, between candidates and the Electoral Commission. And as I said before, most of them are from. So people and opponents are asking now if CENI, the Electoral Commission, accepts now, as there was some people who did fraud, who did they vote for the president, as they are all Tshisekedi supporters. And even between Tshisekedi supporters, we also found many clashes on social media and even on normal media. So this had impacted negatively the process because the Electoral Commission had to announce the results of the parliament at the national level 2 days ago, but they didn't because of this problem. And we don't know how CENI will resolve it and what will be after this, because now all opponents can get away to charge the government and CENI to do not be serious when organizing this election.